Welcome back to Community Nulu, the fortnightly segment that has Indigenous culture at the forefront. Hey, I've got an absolute treat for you here today. Sitting here with a young fella who's based up northwest of Victoria, but he's down here for schooling at the moment. I'd like to welcome to the seat Azrael Johnson. Welcome, brother.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Nelson. Thanks for having me in today. Very privileged. Thank you.
No, mate, I'm privileged. I'm absolutely rapt to have you here. So, brother, the first question that we do is who's your mob, where you're from? So tell us a little bit about your mob and life growing up, and let the audience know who Azrael is.
So I'm a proud Wonkamara and Kamilaroi boy. I was born in Darwin, and I lived there for about 11 years, and I moved to Mudura 4 years ago to be closer to country, and most of my mob's down here, so yeah, that's pretty much it. Like playing footy. My mom's big into change the date, so always helping with that. And
who do you follow in the footy?
Richmond, best team.
Richmond, the best team, he says. Well, form recently wouldn't suggest that, would it? No. They're a great group, the Tigers. They've got some deadly fellas there, like Daniel Rioli, Shea Bolton. Do you have a favourite player?
Oh, Shea Bolton.
Yeah. Shea's pretty cool to watch. Most people know, but I'm a Collingwood man myself, mate, so I'm pretty happy at the moment. Well, not at the moment because we're in a bit of a bad patch, but we're still the reigning premier, so happy with that.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, so you spoke a bit about your mum, and I know one of the things I really wanted to touch on today was role models in your life, and I think you're going to say your mum. So why is that?
I think my mum's, like, one of my role models because she kind of, like, worked her way up from the bottom. She was a Aboriginal health practitioner out in the remote communities of, like, northeast Arnhem Land, and then she moved to, like, we moved to Darwin, and she was working at AmSant for about, like, 10 years, but she didn't get a promotion there, so we moved down here to be closer to country and family and for, like, better jobs and housing. She's, like, kind of just worked her way all, like, to the top. She's Aboriginal Director of Health at the Mudura Base Hospital now, and she's the first one in Victoria, so, yeah, I'm just really proud of her, and, like, she's super resilient and, I guess, speaks her mind, so lots to look up to.
That's really special, brother. That's a great role model you've got there, your mum. She's a really strong person. I've had a bit of a chat with her, and she seems like she's doing some great stuff in the hospital systems up there too.
Yeah. She is, yeah.
Yeah.
Super good stuff.
So what about other role models? Have you got people that you look up to maybe in football, like an Adam Goods or other people out there? Who is there anyone else that comes to mind? If not, that's cool.
I had a mind blank.
No. It's one of them things. I've put him on the spot there. I've put him on the spot. That's my fault, brother. No, your mum's a perfect role model to have. My mum and dad are the same for me, you know. They'll always be number one for me, my mum and dad.
No, yeah. I like Brody Moss. Yeah, he's a YouTuber. He has a YouTube channel called YVS Youngbloods, and, like, he's just really passionate about nature and, like, the way, like, he started from, like, being an electrician and then went full-time to YouTube, and, like, now he's, like, making millions and going out every day on his boat, and, like, yeah, he's got mad toys on his property, so, yeah, super passionate about, like, nature and that. I like him.
Yeah, cool, and that's really important. So you're talking about nature, and you've mentioned the word country a few times. What's it like for you to be on country? What does that mean to you? It's pretty special. It's pretty deep.
I guess, like, being on country is, like, super grounding for me. Like, sometimes I, like, just go outside and just, like, sit and just, like, look at things for about, like, half an hour, and just, like, I don't know, it's, like, just a really powerful thing, like, feeling, like, the earth beneath you, and, like, I guess, like, the amount of power it has, like, just, like, really peaceful, I guess.
That's like tuning into nature's Wi-Fi too. You know, we quite often get caught up in the world of social media and technology these days that people actually forget that connection to country. And when you talk about mental health and that, how important is country to mental health?
Oh, super important. Like, I mean, like, I feel like if I didn't go out, like, all the time, even by myself or with my mum, go down the river for a fish or something, like, I reckon, or my life would be so much more different. Like, I couldn't imagine my life without it, and, like, I feel so much happier when I'm, like, just on country, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, mate, I'll mention that you're down here at the moment attending a school for student leadership, which is based out in Don Valley. It's an incredible place, and I'll just give a quick overview. It's a school that essentially the other schools around Victoria, just the normal day-to-day schools, send some students that they view as leaders to this school, and they are based there for the whole term with no technology, no connection to the outside world whatsoever. Tell us a bit about that. What has that been like for you?
It's probably been one of the best experiences I've ever had, I reckon. Like, we go out and do so much, and, like, I guess, like, hiking and, like, going out to, like, different waterfalls or, like, and I guess, like, the program too, like, is really practical things. Like, they teach us empathy and learning strategies and resilience. Like, we don't have maths or English or anything, and I think it's, like, just really good.
No maths or English. That sounds fantastic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So what would a day-to-day life be like for you? So, for example, what would a normal day be at the school? Wake-up time, breakfast time, what happens from there?
So usually wake up around 6:30, might have a shower, or I usually do, and then go out and have breakfast. I eat outside, but, and, like, after the past, like, 4 weeks maybe, people have been coming outside and eating breakfast with me because I've been encouraging people. So, yeah, eat outside, watch the sunset till sunrise until, like, 7:30, and then we have a meeting. Then we got, like, free time until 9, and then, like, 9 o'clock we got classes and for, like, an hour, and then we have morning tea, then another class for, like, an hour and a half, then we got lunch, then we got another class for an hour. Oh, I think we have, like, and then afternoon tea, and then lunch, and then, I mean, another class, and then we got free time for about, like, 2 hours, and then we have DEAR, which is where we reflect on our day, and, like, write it down in a Microsoft OneNote.
What about, I know you guys do some excursions, I've seen it. Where's some of the great places that they've taken you?
For Expo 2, which is where we camp outside for 2 nights, 3 days, they took us to the Cathedral Ranges, and we got to hike the South Jawbone and the North Jawbone, and I think the views up there was just, like, that was great. I'll never forget that.
That's awesome, brother. So what has been your biggest takeaway from your last 8 odd weeks at the school?
I think goal setting has, like, really impacted me while being there, because before I came to SSL, I was, like, kind of just, like, living my day-to-day life, not really having any goals, just, like, cruising, I guess. And then coming to SSL, I got a lot of feedback from some teachers like Matt Gadenzi and Mr. O'Hagan, and I guess, like, setting goals has made a big difference on the way I look at things and go about my day.
And that's really important, brother. It's always good to have goals and something to get up in the morning for and strive for. Hey, I've noticed that you've brought in the didge here, and the audience won't see it, but give us a rundown. What's the go? You've got some stuff on there, some symbols. Tell us about it, brother.
This is my uncle's didge. He let me borrow it while I was here at SSL. It's a mallee tree. The top has a symbol of a warrior painted up with a spear. And I guess down the middle it's more sanded back so you can really see the grain of it. And it's, I think it has a different varnish. And some burnings, like cross-hatching. And then he's got Kawari and Miki Puri Mandi, which is, like, I'm pretty sure it's just his Aboriginal name. And that's pretty much it. Beeswax at the top.
So Az has actually bought this in, and he's actually going to play us a bit from his dige. And I'm really, this is an absolute treat for the listeners out there. It's an absolute privilege to have him not only bring in his beautiful instrument, but also to play it for us. Take it away, brother. No, it didn't, brother. I can't even play. So that's incredible. That was an absolute privilege to have you just play that. And, mate, that was great. I don't know what – no shame here. That was great, brother. That was great. No, thank you. Hey, look, mate, it's been an absolute privilege to have you in today. I remember when I spoke at the school, I actually said to you to keep being a role model and keep being a leader because they look up to you. And I truly think that you're going to have that go forward in your life with everything you do, mate. So it's been an absolute honour to have you in on the segment today.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. I remember when you told me that after the speech I came up, and, yeah, I think that's really stuck with me. Thanks.
Too easy. Hey, it's been an absolute privilege to have Az in on the show today, and we'll be back with more Community Nulu after this.